Hello and welcome to today's Logistics Management and Supply Chain Management Review podcast. My name is Michael Levins and I'm Group Editorial Director for Peerless Media's Supply Chain Group. And today I'm joined by Brian Gaunt. And Brian is Senior Director, Accelerated Digitalization, DHL Supply Chain North America. Brian, welcome. Well, I don't think I need to remind anyone joining us today that the last 20 months has pushed many logistics and supply chain operations to the brink, you know, ushering in capacity, pricing, inventory, fulfillment, labor, and global trade challenges that many have never seen before. And you know what? We may never see again. It's been a remarkable time. We know that, and I think we're all feeling it. And as the markets work through recovery and fulfillment pressures continue to mount here and across the globe, the need for more flexibility and scalability has become paramount, now putting a premium on the adoption of new strategies, technology, and automated systems to prepare for future disruptions and gear up for the inevitable growth that we're all going to see. Now, in short, this road to digitalization is now a path that every logistics and supply chain operation must take to stay viable. I think we're all really familiar with that as well. And today we're going to focus on the importance of moving along that digitalization journey with Brian as he shares some of the steps that DHL has taken to help shippers along this path that we all need to take. Now, Brian, thanks again for joining us today. We're thrilled to have you. Now, first, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, your background and your role now at DHL Supply Chain.
Yeah. Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it. So I've been in the kind of IT supply chain industry for about 30 plus years, always been an exciting space. So technology is something I'm quite comfortable with. And I think supply chain is quite an exciting role to have in any organization. More recently in my role, I've taken the lead of driving innovation and digitalization more as a steward. I think it's important to know that, yes, we have a team and I'm quite focused on it, but it's really part of our culture. And right. This couldn't be successful without quite a lot of people involved in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And now is the time to make these moves. And so many shippers are now, you know, getting off the fence and moving towards that digitalization or down that journey, right? So from your unique perspective, Brian, from what you're seeing at your role at DHL Supply Chain, you know, what's driving the need for digitalization these days? What do you see as the main driver?
Yeah, it's really several different things. You know, some of the drivers is, of course, we always want to drive efficiency for our business and our customers. So some of the ways to drive efficiency is to automate that process. We also really want to be an employer of choice. So recruiting associates and working for a company that is forward-looking is a big part of it as well. So putting the latest types of technologies and tools allows us to retain and get the best talent as well. And then, of course, you know, we can't forget about some of the labor challenges that really have hit us since the COVID times, but was, you know, starting to be a factor even before that as well. So automating some of those processes builds, you know, resilience in the supply chain.
Yeah, absolutely. Now's the time, right, to put those tools in the hands of, especially of your folks on board. Now, Brian, tell me a little bit more about DHL Supply Chain's focus on digitalization and why it's important to DHL at this point in time.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a, you know, quite structured approach towards digitalization. You know, we're solving, you know, true supply chain problems. You can kind of get buried with all the other possible tools and vendors out there, but, you know, we have a very structured approach on aligning core digital technologies. And these technologies, when we talk about digitalization, for us, it is both hardware, you know, physical robotics, AGVs, AMRs, robotic arms, as well as the software component, you know, data analytics and some of the software engines as well. So I just wanted to kind of frame up when we think of digitalization, it's really the marrying of both some of the physical items and the software components.
Right, right. It makes a lot of sense. And boy, you know, we're covering that quite a bit across all of our publications now, the importance of software when it comes to, obviously, you know, running that whole robotic fleet. And there's just so much happening there. And I know DHL is in the forefront there. Now, let's drill down a little bit, maybe a step or two further, Brian. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, what does digitalization look like in practice at DHL? Give us an example of what it's like internally.
Yeah, for sure. So for us, you know, I can give you a couple examples of what it looks like for us. You know, we'll take a particular supply chain use case, and in you know, warehousing business, a big part of what we're doing is, you know, picking product. And whether we're picking product at kind of an each level, a mm-hmm. case level or pallet level, driving innovation and digitalization to those types of solution would be, you know, looking at that core use case. And then mm-hmm. we go out and we do a market assessment of the best technologies out there. And mm-hmm. I think the other piece that we do, maybe different than others, is we do quite a lot of co-development with automation vendors as well.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Many times in the market, you have companies that have, you know, roboticists and robotics individuals, mm-hmm. and they don't really understand supply chain as much, but they're really, you know, quite good in their craft.
Right.
And we work with those types of companies to help them develop and build solutions, you know, specifically for supply chain, specifically for some of the business operations that we run. We have nearly 500 locations just in North America, mm-hmm. Across quite a number of different customer bases. So the types of solutions that we're looking at is quite varied.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, now that I remember, our sister publication, Modern Materials Handling, was able to visit one of the DHL facilities to sort of document that fabulous sort of learning experience on both sides, right? Well, DHL looking to apply robotics, and then the robotics company looking to learn more about logistics and supply chain and fulfillment, and, you know, sort of a win-win. You know, that's a great way to approach it. And it's a great way to go about it too internally. Now let's, you know, so many of our folks who are listening today, Brian, you know, from an end user, you know, shipper, logistics and supply chain professional, they're looking for maybe some examples, you know, of what an innovative solution, you know, may look like. So Brian, can you share like a specific example of an innovative solution, you know, you're deploying now for a customer?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So, we are, you know, actively deploying, you know, multiple solutions, but some of the specific examples would be something around, I think it's pretty well known. We have quite a large deployment with Locus Robotics.
Sure.
We have thousands of these deployed. So that would be a specific example of a product that was focused on each picking type of solution.
Sure.
And yeah. It allowed us to take a very manual each picking process. Mm-hmm. And drive a great deal of automation. We were one of Locus's first customers.
Oh, great.
And kind of helped them develop that product out. And, mm-hmm. you know, they've taken that out to the market as well. Mm-hmm. We continue to deploy that product, not only in the region, but globally.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing I want to touch on is, you know, DHL, though we have, you know, regional focus, our innovation team is a global team, mm-hmm. which really allows us to take best solutions from all regions. So this is done, you know, both in these each picking solutions as well as AGVs or AMRs. So we're actively deploying autonomous pallet movers. We've recently had some releases on a solution that we're deploying that's fully integrated with our warehouse management system, mm-hmm. actively moving and picking pallets in and out of racking, mm-hmm. high reach, double deep type racking situation, which is quite complex.
Right.
And that type of solution, we're actively scaling across our region and even globally.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Now, Brian, you know, so much of this is so brand new to so many folks, practitioners in the logistics and supply chain space. And there's a lot of maybe misconceptions sort of floating around. Obviously, you know, part of our mission across all of our publications and sites is to kind of put those misconceptions to rest and sort of really dive into some of this great automation, robotics, and how, you know, everything is working and should work. You know, are you hearing any common misconceptions maybe that you're hearing about robotics or the impact of digitalization as we're moving along this journey?
Yeah, that's a great question. Some of the misconceptions, I think probably two I'll touch on, is safety. Mm-hmm. Actually, digitalization of robotics will drive additional safety in our warehouse.
Sure.
So the safety of our associates, safety in the environment is absolutely key, mm-hmm. as well as I think what the other misconception would be around the concept that automation and robotics are taking away jobs of associates. And mm-hmm. within DHL, that is absolutely not true. Mm-hmm. We have never displaced an associate because of a robotic solution. There is a lot of different roles within our organization and within the warehouse. So that associate is not out of a job. They're simply shifting to a more value-added type of role. Mm-hmm. And in fact, as I kind of kicked off the top, you know, this is received quite well from our associates in the warehouse. Mm-hmm. They are even able to retool their skills to learn more about how to work with robotics, which they really enjoy. Mm-hmm. So it allows them kind of to change what they've learned today and work closer with automation. And they are becoming our stewards for robotics and keeping those operating within our facilities. So, you know, they have a bit of a role shift from what they had before.
Sure.
And now they're driving these robotics at scale. It's pretty exciting space for
That's fantastic. Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of exciting, you know, we're looking down the path here. And of course, you know, again, in our, across all our publications, we're always looking for sort of the silver lining to this period of time we've just, we're experiencing. And in one of the big silver linings, one of the things we're excited about is exactly what you just explained, Brian. You know, the way all the robotics automation is rolling into facilities, the adoption of it and the acceptance of it. So what, you know, what do you see, Brian, as we kind of wrap up here over the last couple minutes, you know, what do you see on the horizon for digitalization or, you know, what are you most excited for coming up over the next year or several years? What do you see? What are you fired up about?
Yeah, gosh, I mean, this is a super exciting space for me. Mm-hmm. What I'm fired up about is the technology is getting to a place with multiple vendors now that is getting quite scalable. Mm-hmm. We're getting out of the mode of proof and concept and pilot. In fact, you know, we kind of cringe when we hear that word, you know, not that we don't have a very formal process for evaluation,
right.
But we're at a point of maturity now that we are quite familiar with the different solutions and can run through that process and have a good idea what works and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of solutions that are working today. The other thing that excites me is this cross integration of data analytics with the physical robotics. And we're able to run large data sets through and really drive optimization within our supply chain.
Yeah.
And as well as the interconnectivity of these different solutions.
Right.
You know, historically, they would be deployed as kind of point solutions, solving mm-hmm. one problem.
Right.
Now we're chaining these solutions together. So
right.
this automation is connected with the next piece in the puzzle and the next
right.
one. So we're not just deploying point solutions now, we're
right.
solving entire processes. And
right.
that comes with maturity.
Right. That's
exciting to me.
That really is that ultimate sort of end to end, you know, supply chain solution, right? That you guys are working towards and you're getting there. And that's exciting. That's fantastic. We've been talking about that for many years. So Brian, we are up against the clock with this episode. And I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, Brian Gaunt, he's Senior Director, Accelerated Digitalization for DHL Supply Chain North America. Brian, terrific conversation today. We really thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me today.
Great. And I'm going to thank DHL Supply Chain North America for making this terrific episode possible. So thanks again, everybody, for listening in today.